Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Time for another episode of the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And the seed for this, we get seeds for ideas to do episodes in the weirdest ways, but this may be one of the top five weirdest yet.
This is definitely a weird one, man. But it's October. It's the greatest month of the year. Halloween ends the greatest month of the year. Day of the Dead begins the following month.
Right. Oh. Now you know my thinking with poising it here before we get into the scary, hairy season, which is coming in a big way here on the Imbalanced History, which is brought to you each and every week by the gang at Crooked Eye Brewery at York and Montgomery in the heart of Hatboro, Pennsylvania. And we thank them for their support. Great brews, great people, great crew, always at Crooked Eye. Now, I would love to have a couple of them on this Zoom call we're doing today to figure this out, who these guys all are, because, you know,
we're definitely going to need help on one or two of these, but I think we have the rest.
The post caught my eye because it basically said, I hear dead people, and I can't even remember who posted the picture. And I went and looked, and it turns out there's an even bigger version of it with more people in it. Not that much than the one that I originally sent to you. Yes, once again, honey badgering Marcus into doing something silly on the podcast. But this might be fun, and it might be really cool, too.
It could be. I mean, we're going to be talking about some very interesting people in this drawing. And, of course, we will post it all over social media to complement the episode so that you can follow along and maybe correct us if we get one or two wrong,
right?
Or the two unknowns we need help with.
And we start with one right out of the gate. It's the one that we're calling number one in the upper left corner of this picture. And I immediately looked at the hair and the face and thought Eddie Van Halen. Then I looked at the guitar, and that's what made you say maybe it's
Jeff Beck.
Yeah, a recent addition to rock and roll heaven, more recent anyway. So that one I'm not so sure about, but I'll tell you something. Early on, the look could be Eddie because he didn't always have that, you know, full-blown EVH thing going. He started out as just a regular guy who could really play like crazy. He didn't have, like, the clothes or the flash or even the, you know, the guitars that he would later have. But I don't know. It's an even money thing there, and I think you might be right about it being Jeff Beck.
Hey, both of us could be wrong as well, so we don't know.
We don't know what we don't know. And if you haven't figured that out by now, I don't know how you've hung around for over 300 episodes, but thank you very much. Number two is an easy one, right? It better be an easy one, or it should be.
Yes, it is.
It's the poet, the drunk poet, being served wine by the waitress at the cafe they're all sitting in. And it's Jim Morrison, and he's in shades. It's the early Jim. You know, before the beard and the unkempt outlook.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stars fall from the sky.
Now, you kind of got to snake around and through to the bottom left corner. One of the most badass bass players ever. Young John Entwistle, the Ox from The Who. And I'm not sure what he's playing there, like what brand bass guitar it is. He had that famous long neck thing that he fancied most of his career, but this looks like a picture from early on. And his bandmate, who's also in this picture, also looks like he's taken from the same era, so we'll get to that. But the Ox holding it down. So we got a great guitar player, great front man, and a bass player so far. Now, what it really looks like we're shaping up to do is form a bit of a rock and roll orchestra. And who better to lead that than the next guy over next to Jim Morrison? It's Frank Zappa, baby.
Oh, yeah, with that signature Frank Zappa mustache, soul patch, the long hair, the look, the guitar. Frank Zappa all the way. But, man, he's a tough band leader, so do we want him as band leader or just a player?
It's something to consider as we go forward here. I would take a poll among those who are in the picture, but they're all dead, Marcus.
The Ouija board.
The Ouija board. We have to get, for Christmas, somebody has to give us the imbalanced Ouija board. It'll be great. And then we'll consult it constantly here on the podcast. One of the things we might ask it, Marcus, is really in regards to our next guest on this week's episode. Why, Ouija board? Why did you take Amy Winehouse?
So far from all that we went through, and I tread a troubled track. My odds are stacked. I go back to black. We only separate by words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to us. I love you much. It's not
so much talent, so young. And very addicted.
She couldn't shake her demons at all.
Yeah. And right under her is a woman who fought those demons toe-to-toe her whole life. Whatever she felt was one thing. But Mama Cass always felt like the world was trying to feed her a shit sandwich and call it ham and cheese. I'm talking about Cass Elliot, who left us way too young.
Definitely.
In a different way than, say, Winehouse or some of the other young departures.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you.
And she was on her way to doing some new and interesting things as well when she passed away. So such a heartbreaking loss, and such a talented woman as well.
From talking to Scott Shea, I really got the idea that she was going to go Broadway again at some point. That was her goal as a young singer. And she was headed towards that real mainstream pop thing and maybe a nice run doing that kind of thing. And she's perched right above James Marshall Hendricks in his British Navy jacket that he was famous for, playing that left-handed guitar. And he's kind of like the anchor there in the front, right?
Definitely. And his guitar crosses with the Ox's bass, and it's got that kind of cool look to it.
So if you're playing along at home, we're moving left to right, top to bottom. So we're moving over one more. And look, it's Joey Ramone. Couldn't they have put all the boys in there?
Yes.
That's say.
I mean, they could have seriously filled this picture up and given us a 4-part episode to talk about.
Oh, boy. You ain't kidding.
You
know, we've done a few episodes about the losses that we experience in rock and roll over these last 4.5 years. It's part of what made us think that it might be difficult to do this podcast at times when we first put it together. By the way, that was 5 years ago, you and me coming up on 5 years, sitting at a bar, deciding we were going to do a podcast and figuring our way forward from there.
Yep. Taking a couple of months to put it together after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it took us like 4 months, no problem. Mm-hmm. And then here we are, closing in on 5 years. And one of the episodes that we did in our early days, it really was a point of pride for both of us because of all the interviews and editing and stuff that went into it, was the story of Brian Jones and the documentary about his death. And there he is, just below Joey and right above Buddy Holly, man.
Kids are different today.
And I'm thinking about it, and I didn't before. He was in this picture long before anybody else that's in it showed up, you know.
Oh, yeah. He was even in it before one or two of these people were born.
Yeah, especially Winehouse, right?
Yep. And the guy on the bottom right, which we'll get to.
Mm-hmm. Hanging straight south of Brian Jones and just off Buddy Holly's left shoulder, the Wild Rose of Texas, one of our favorites, Janis Joplin. That is Janis, right? It's not Thelma from Scooby-Doo, is it?
No. Velma's hair is shorter. It's looking a lot more like Janis.
And they're doing a lot of early pictures of people, you know, youthful pictures, and that fits in with what's going on there. And up in the middle, kind of centered in the middle, the way, you know, the tall guy always gets put in the middle in the back in the team photos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the king, baby. It's Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis.
It's white jumpsuit Elvis with the acoustic guitar doing Big Blue Hawaii.
That's so wild. Elvis doing Big Blue Hawaii.
Night and you and blue.
Right below him, the one and only Freddie Mercury.
And he just looks regal in that photo, like he was king of the world, king of the rock and roll world.
When he took the stage, it was his. He really took it.
Oh, absolutely. You were in his world when you were watching him perform live.
I don't know about you. I need to take a break. Headed to Crooked Eye for a frosty cold one and back with more on this episode. I Hear Dead People on the Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll. The fall is here and Crooked Eye is rocking in the heart of Hatboro. The Crooked Eye Band will be there every second Saturday of the month. If you follow them on Facebook, you can find out what is happening at Crooked Eye and, of course, their amazing selection of beers.
The brews are always delicious and experimental in many cases. Check out the board on their Facebook account. They always put a fresh picture of the board up there. And something happened recently. We've been talking about Salty Vets Barbecue, which is available on certain nights at the brewery. Matt posted about an incredible experience they had where they were really like pushing hard and orders were overwhelming and ended up in recent weeks, like 2 weeks before we record this, had their best day ever at Salty Vets Barbecue, selling great barbecue to people and working hard doing it. It's good stuff. And it's all part of the energy there, Crooked Eye, where you go, you make new friends, you have a good time. And whatever you want, whether it's the tasty brews that come from the back room there at the brewery, craft cocktails, they've got wine and cider, and of course, that Salty Vets Barbecue. Always a good time to be had when you head down to Hatboro and make a Crooked Eye.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This week on The Imbalance, History of Rock and Roll, Marcus, I hear dead people.
What?
You're not hearing them?
What? No.
It's the picture I sent you, remember?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the second half of the podcast, and we start with our second pair of band members from the same band, John Lennon and George Harrison, sitting next to each other like they were, you know, just sitting around playing music right there in the front, probably leading this group in a big sing-along of something. Hey, Bungalow Bill! You know.
Yellow Submarine is the song they're singing, I'm sure of it.
You are correct, sir.
What I find odd about this one, I would have expected George Harrison to be holding the guitar more so than John Lennon, not that John Lennon.
Oh wait.
Doesn't hold guitar.
No, you know why?
But
George is rolling the joint.
Maybe. But I would have thought John would have been all about that. No, that's Paul's job. Paul's job is to roll the joint.
He rolls left-handed ones.
Yeah, but they do a good backwards job getting you whacked.
If you're at home and you're playing along and you're thinking, well, but you said it's the second band to have two members in this photo. Who's the second one? Because we only mentioned one member of any band during the first half of the episode. It's Ox's bandmate, Mooney. Right there, next to Elvis, near another great drummer in this photo. John Bonzo Bonham. We just had the anniversary of his leaving the planet. Talk about two tragic losses in the world of rock and roll and in their personal worlds. The irony in all of this is that Keith ultimately was replaced in feel as well as position by Ringo's son in The Who. And prior to that, a couple different people had played drums and not even come close to the sloppy style of Keith Moon.
Yeah, but dude really did a great job as the power behind The Who. And he really made a difference. And together, he and Thunderfingers, holy shit.
Yeah.
The impact they had on just rock and roll in general.
Boot to the ass and made it fly.
Yeah, they gave it the mustard, so to speak.
That's a good one. Is that a Geordie saying? I don't know. We're going to have to look that up.
No, that's like a baseball saying. We always said, like, with pitchers, you know,
when you're
kicking the ball, give it a little mustard in soccer so that it goes into the corner.
I put mustard on my hot dog at the game. I don't know.
Into relish as well.
Well, we mentioned him right next to Mooney. The next aisle over is the big man, most powerful drummer. Like pound for pound, note for note, the most powerful drummer I think ever I've ever heard, John Bonham. And, you know, they say that it's not passed genetically. I say, Meps, that's bullshit. You listen to young Jason play. Well, he's not young Jason anymore. You listen to John's son play. And he has dad's feel. He had that power when he was a kid. He would get on dad's kit and people's eyes would get wide because he was that good. And he still is. And he still helps to keep the legacy of Zeppelin alive more than the ones who are still with us.
You're right. And one of the interesting things about this story is Jason Bonham could be 1,000 times better than his father on that kit. And he will never get the respect he deserves because of who his father is. And he's a fucking phenomenal drummer, an exceptional drummer.
This is fun. I'm having fun. We're getting to talk about people that we love. And music that we love. Now, I'm pretty sure I know who the guy under Bonzo is. Bonzo's kind of wearing his little rain cap. Mm-hmm. But under him is a guy sporting a top hat. And I think it's Bolan, Mark Bolan, right?
I think you're right, dude. I totally think it's Mark Bolan, but the face is a little off.
Yeah.
And there's not the glammy, glittery thing that I would have expected in a Bolan caricature of sorts.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there, and that may be the reason why we're not sure if that's right. But it's an excuse to play T-Rex on the podcast. So one of the younger faces in this photo is young Sid Vicious. And I mean, he never got to be old, so they don't have any old pictures of him. Looking his total punky best, worst, whatever. Sitting there with a beer in his hand. And of course, they placed him next to Cobain, which was cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. And we could use AI to generate what Sid Vicious would look like if he were our age today.
Is that using it for good or evil? I'm not sure.
Well, he could become a new character in a scary cartoon if he looks that bad. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, man. You're on to something good, I'm telling you.
It's October.
Speaking of Jamaican patois, Bob Marley, top of the next stack over. And he's in that classic Rastaman vibration pose with his head thrown back. Man, I miss him. I listen maybe to more Bob Marley than just about anything. More reggae and Bob Marley than just about anything lately. Live if you want to live. Rastaman vibration, yeah. Positive. That's what we got to give. I and I vibration, yeah. Positive. Got to have a good vibe.
Yeah, reggae makes you feel good. Bob Marley's music makes you feel good. And the world
needs
people like Bob Marley for sure.
Right below Bob being served a burger and fries by the waitress, who looks like an actress that I just can't think of who it is Michael Jackson. He's being served burgers and fries. I thought he was a vegetarian. Maybe it's a veggie burger, you know?
Yep.
And then right underneath the burger is Cobain, who's kind of leaning over on his chin, you know, and he's leaning on a trash can. Oh, no, it's a drum. looks like a tom drum.
Yeah, it's a tom, and his left-handed guitar is right next to him.
I just saw that. I mean, I've been looking at this picture for 2 weeks, and I just saw that.
Right next to the waitress's leg.
And then we come around to the one we're really not sure about. Up in the far right corner, holding a microphone, looking up at the crowd or the lights, and I can't tell who it is.
I've been looking and looking at this one. I'm at a loss. And we're going to feel ridiculous when we find out who it is. You know that, don't
you? Yeah, I know. Like,
oh, my God, how did we miss it? Now I see it, I swear.
I know that one of our enterprising listeners who has already seen this thing with the names attached to it is probably already Googling it and sending it to imbalancehistory@gmail.com. And we'll thank you in advance, whoever you are, from wherever you're sending it. It's just a fun way to, you know, talk about some great music and appreciate some of the people that we've lost. Just going through and talking about these bands and their music. And I realized that the loss has been spread around all genres of music, both from the past and now, like with Winehouse or Kurt. You know, your 80s losses, people like Freddie, Michael Jackson, yeah, or Sid, you know, and some of the early 27 Club people like Brian Jones all in there.
Absolutely. We know that a lot of amazing musicians are not in this piece of artwork.
People that we've lost, and we've talked about a lot of them, I know.
And it doesn't discount their loss by any means or anything like that. This is just something some creative person did. It's cool. And
goofy bastards like us all over the planet are kind of adding stuff to it and twisting it around. I saw one that didn't have the waitresses serving and it didn't have the halos, but it had a funky little angel like right off of Entwistle's his pick hand. So there's all different treatments of it out there. That's the funny thing I noticed. Well, you know, we just wanted to have some fun. There's even a meme, by the way, of The Sixth Sense,
mm-hmm,
with the little kid going, "I hear dead people," and he's got headphones on instead of seeing, you know.
Yes.
And I know now that we're doing this, then I'm going to do a deeper dig and I'm going to find like the one that has all the names overlaid so you can see who everybody is and stuff like that. And then we'll really feel dumb, right? Because we didn't find it before we did the episode.
No, you know what, though? Looking at something like this and going at it blind is fun. It's pure improv. It's challenging. And it's really cool to do stuff like this as well. It's a nice change, yeah, of pace. And
you never know what's going to happen. And what's your name again?
Funny, man. Cut it out. Cut it out, dude.
Funny's a crutch, Rich. Yeah, man. What a good time. And great music. Two things that really inspire us to do goofy things and sometimes serious things too here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. So you've already gone and Googled it and you've been looking at the picture. So we want to hear from you if you have. ImbalancedHistory@gmail.com. Always a good way to reach out pretty much about anything. And we're still getting emails about our one hit wonders of the 70s. Don't forget to send yours. If you've got five favorites on that, we're thinking about doing an episode with you guys in it. So think about that as well. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Imbalanced History. Till the next time we crack the studio mics here at Dark Doc Media, I'm Ray Koob signing off.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you know, you found us. Thanks for listening to the Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.